All right, today is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. My name is Jaron Jackson, and I do love America. For me, it's always about the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. I got camera problems, folks, so I don't know what's up with my camera, but I got camera problems. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 2, if we can. Proverbs chapter 2. Let me bring this down. Proverbs chapter 2, and I've got verse 8 through 12. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. Now this I love because this is the Bible, this is Proverbs, speaking about the wisdom of how to have discretion in judgment and understanding righteousness. So how to understand navigating through these types of situations, whether it's in the law or government or the such. Today I'd like to speak to you about the fact that Trump's prosecutor, a former Trump prosecutor, I should say, has pled the fifth under questioning from Matt Gaetz. The reason why this is important is because you have the beginnings of accountability. And I want to take this a different way than what most people might think, because you might say, well, finally someone's doing something against these dirty prosecutors that are going against Trump. And I would agree with you. I think that's right. I think that's good. But that's not my point. While I agree with that, my point today is going to be directing your attention to the fact that this man, who I don't know the details, but my gut instinct tells me he's a dirty attorney. I'll just be straight with you. I think if he's prosecuting Trump, he's politically biased. I don't think that he's actually using the law. He probably stretched the law a lot to violate constitutional rights. And so because of that, I don't think that what he did was right. I think the prosecutions against Trump are unlawful. I think they're prejudicial. I think that they are predatory and wrong. That's just my bias, being straight up. But watch this guy whenever he's being interviewed. He's being asked questions by Representative Matt Gaetz out of Florida. And Matt Gaetz is asking these questions repeatedly, just question after question. And each time the guy's going to say, same response, pleading the fifth, no response. Because your right, your Fifth Amendment right in the U.S. Constitution prevents you from self-incriminating. You don't have to answer any questions that incriminate yourself. This is a right. And so I want to use a situation that most people in conservative media might be talking about, that most people will celebrate insofar as there's a seemingly accountability against someone who has been doing something that a lot of us would think is unlawful and unrighteous. But I want to direct your attention to the fact that the man basically and fundamentally just uses his rights and there's nothing that can stop him. I want to direct your attention there, because if a political hack job, dirty attorney who's been prosecuting Trump unlawfully can sit there while he's being asked questions under oath and say, I plead the fifth, I plead the fifth, I plead the fifth, he is using his rights, he is using his power to defend himself. And no guns can stop him. No amount of, you know, no court can say what he's doing is unlawful. He's just using his rights. And I do not want us to miss that. I do not want us to miss that simplicity. I do want to, however, direct your attention to patriotswitch.com/Jaron. This is the best way that you can support me, my family, this ministry that I've got going on. When you shop, when you sign up at patriotswitch.com/Jaron, myself or someone with me will call you. You get your phone number and we'll invite. We'll say, hey, here's what's going on. This is online direct product purchase, over 450 products. One of the blessings, besides the fact that you get better products for price competitive at price competitive price points, is that you are supporting American manufacturing, American jobs. You get products that are plant-based, so instead of like washing your hair with something that's got a hazardous industrial chemical in it, or washing your clothes with something that'll corrode through your pipes and cost tens of thousands of dollars potentially whenever it eats through that, you get plant-based organic products that don't harm you or your home, delivered right to your door. PatriotSwitch.com/Jaren. That's a blessing. Thank you very much. I want to play this video. This video is now, this guy's name is Pomerantz. And what I'm seeing here is that Matt Gaetz tweeted this out not too long ago, right before I started doing prep. And he says, new video, Trump prosecutor pleads fifth when asked if he broke the law investigating Trump. And then I literally just took his screenshot as the thumbnail for my thing. That's what I did. I just took his screenshot. So I'm going to be doing this, and he posted this today, this morning. So this is the video. We'll watch it and we'll unpack it. But I want to direct your attention where most of conservative media, and indeed Matt Gaetz, right, the guy asking the question, Matt Gaetz is directing this via a political lens. It's a Trump prosecutor, right? Okay, that's what gives the guy relevance. And conservative media will say, finally, there's somebody who's keeping accountability. But that's not what is actually powerful about this. What's actually powerful about this is that the dirty attorney, the dirty prosecutor, is just plainly standing on his rights, and there's nothing people can do about it. Do not miss that. And then after that, we'll play a clip from 300 to allow you to see the protection rights afford us. So here's the video. Here we go.
On the advice of counsel, I'm not going to answer that question, sir. Privilege against self-incrimination.
And did you knowingly break any laws when investigating President Trump?
Objection. Same response.
Did you break any laws when you worked at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office?
Objection. Same response.
Ms. Pomerantz, did you violate any person's constitutional rights when you worked on the Trump investigation?
Objection.
I have the same response to your question.
Mr. Pomerantz, did you violate any person's constitutional rights while you worked at the Manhattan DA's office?
Objection.
Same answer.
Did you misuse any federal funds while investigating President Trump?
Same response.
Did you misuse any federal funds while you were working in the Manhattan District Attorney's office?
Same response.
And did you violate any New York State bar rules while you were investigating President Trump?
Objection.
Same response.
Did you violate any New York State bar rules while you were working in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office?
Objection.
Same response.
And did you violate any canons of legal ethics when you were investigating President Trump?
Objection.
Same response.
Did you ever violate any canons of legal ethics while you worked at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office?
Objection.
The same response.
Now, to the commoner, it probably sounds like the dude's guilty. And that may be what you conclude. It's certainly what I conclude. Again, like I told you, I think the dude's a dirty attorney. I think the prosecutions against Trump are unlawful. But notice that he's not participating. He's able to be shielded. He's able to be protected just by claiming his rights. Do not miss this. Do not miss the simplicity of what's going on. I like the fact that Gaetz is in a position to get accountability. So I like that. I want to say good job to Matt Gaetz. I want to say that this is the heart of a servant that we need to become more common. You cannot just rely on your representatives or your senators or people in government to do what's right. So whenever they do what's right, we need to encourage them. We need to say thank you. We need to reward them. At the same time, you are not the one who can only rely on them to do their job. We in America, we the people in America, are the trust protectors. Government is a public trust. We created government. We gave government powers, and people in government can only use the powers that are specified in the Constitution. So whenever this prosecutor is using powers that are allegedly outside of the Constitution, he is breaching the trust. He is in violation of the law. But just because he may be in violation of the law does not preclude him from using his rights. So while there is conservative America, MAGA America, who supports Matt Gaetz, certainly supports President Trump, do not miss the fact that this dirty attorney is able to say what his rights are and use them directly against what's going on. Does that make sense? I want to pivot, if I could, real fast to one of the opening battle scenes in the movie 300. Now, this movie was from the early 2000s. It's got Gerard Butler. It's the story of the Spartans at Thermopylae against the Persians. The hot gates, the narrow corridor that the massive armies of the Persians were reduced to basically nothing because the Spartan phalanx occupied that gap and was able to withstand it. And it was not until they got flanked, someone went around behind them, it was not until they got flanked did this fail. So I don't want to focus on that part of the story. I want to focus on the simplicity and the strength of a shield. So when you watch this, and there's going to be some violence, so you know, if you don't want to see people get stabbed with a spear or the such, don't watch. But this opening battle scene shows the massive numbers shaking the ground, the government shaking the ground, the big fancy high-powered law firm coming after you. This is the opposing enemy. These are the people attacking you, coming after you. And there may be a sense of overwhelming fear until you recognize that I'm just going to stand on my rights, which are a shield that nothing can penetrate. When you understand that, you will have the similar effects. So we're going to watch this video and then we're going to comment after. So here we go.
Earthquake.
No, Captain. Battle formations.
Now, recognize that the shields were what stopped the invasion. So not only did you have a lot more Persians than you did Spartans, but the narrow gap, right, the simplicity, the precision of the terrain funneled the big massive army into the small area. So we get our first observation that we want simplicity. We want precision. We want narrowness. We do not want to take 50 million things and throw it up against the wall and see what sticks. That's stupid. That doesn't make sense. The simplicity of the funneled terrain reduced the amount of people that could attack the Spartans at the same time. So in the law, what you want to do is you want to make things very, very, very precise. Don't tell a big long story. Don't write, he did this and they did this and wah, la la blah. Just precision. This is my right. It guarantees to defend me from this. Therefore, I stand on it and I do not move. I do not move. And you recognize that eventually the invasion, the force of the attack, stalled. It stopped. It showed the feet standing in the dirt, pushed back a little bit, but they got stopped. The attack stalled. What I wanted to do is connect that back to the Trump prosecutor. The Trump prosecutor, he was doing all this stuff, allegedly, against President Trump. And yet here he is under oath, and what's he doing? He's funneling everything back down to the very specific issue that he does not have to self-incriminate. He doesn't have to answer any questions. And that power is a power. That is your rights. That is what a right is. It is power. So let's examine this proverb again, because I think that there's some wisdom here, obviously. Whenever you keep the paths of judgment, whenever you keep the paths of what righteousness is, hold fast to your rights, hold fast to what the Constitution says, and don't move from it. When you keep the paths and preserve the way of his saints, right? Or so God keeps his paths of judgment and preserves the way of his saints. The saints are the people that are in Christ. We know this because if you are in Christ, you are a saint. This is Ephesians chapter 5. This is Ephesians chapter 4. If you are in Christ's body, you are in him. But let's extrapolate this and look at the law. The law, in its simplicity, says that you have constitutional rights. Constitutional rights are so guaranteed that legislation can't interfere with them. So whenever someone is using legislation to interfere with you, to attack you, whether that's the criminal procedure, the civil procedure, whatever else, whatever these government agencies are using against you, you have rights. It says here, then shalt thou understand righteousness. You will understand what it means to be with God. If you keep your paths, he's going to keep his paths, and he's going to preserve his saints. When he preserves his saints and you are on his path, you will understand what righteousness is. You will understand what goodness is. You will understand judgment, which means decision, which means you will regard and have insights. Equity, this means how you treat other people. How do you treat other people? Well, you treat people the way that you want to be treated. You get that whenever God is preserving judgment and keeping your path. Yea, every good path, which means that treating people with goodness is a good path. You don't want to show bad faith. You don't want to lie. You don't want to cheat, which is what's interesting that this, you know, this prosecutor is pleading the fifth, because likely he was one of these guys that went against what he was supposed to do. So he did not keep equity. He did not keep good faith. He did not keep judgment. But you recognize, even though he probably didn't do those things, allegedly didn't do those things, he still has the power to resist. He still has the power. Let's go on. When wisdom enters into the heart, into your heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto your soul. So when you have wisdom in your heart, which means your heart is for the Lord, and knowledge is in your soul, which means you've learned the word. Here, the context is you've learned what God says, which is the Bible. But let's say in the government, in the law, with your rights. If you understand what your rights are, you've had knowledge, and that's pleasant to your soul. discretion, which just means choice, it means insight, it means understanding which is the best course of action. Do I want to go to the right? Do I want to go to the left? Right? Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. People are going to come after you, and the way that you are delivered is by having paths of judgment, your ways preserved. You'll understand how God wants you to do stuff. Now, I want to take this back to the prosecutor. This prosecutor was probably high and mighty on his seat whenever he's coming after Trump. Someone probably gave him the order, go after this guy. Trump is upsetting things too much. We need to destroy him. We need to prosecute him. We need to tie him up in lawfare. We can't afford to have this guy run for president again because his first term was so destructive to the way that things were that we can't abide it anymore. We have to stop him. Go get him. And one of the ways they're trying to go get him is with lawfare. I believe that to my core. I believe that there are corrupt judges. I believe that there are corrupt attorneys. I believe that there is much corruption in our government. And I believe that the key to undoing that is the truth, which means you have to know what the Constitution says. And if you do not know what the Constitution says, your state constitutions, and if you don't know what your rights are, you will never be able to assert them. And you will get destroyed. Now, many people, and I've said this before, many people will doubt this, and that's because they've never read, and they don't believe what they've never read. But when you read the constitutions, and you see in your state constitutions, your Bill of Rights, your Declaration of Rights, you will realize that those are reserved by you to only you. No one else can touch your privacy. No one else can touch your right to speech. No one else can touch those things. Those are your rights. Period. And you have to stand on them. If you don't stand on them, you're going to get destroyed. It is that simple. Think about that 300 clip. The terrain naturally narrowed the large army's advance to become a narrow front, so they were already restricted by the terrain. They are already restricted by the law. And then whenever they came up against the Spartan phalanx, those shields were broad enough to take all that the attackers gave them to withstand it. And then I clipped it, but they ended up, you know, fighting and killing a bunch of people. This is what we have to learn. This is what we have to learn if we want to defend ourselves, defend our loved ones. If we want to restore our nation, if we want righteousness and judgment and equity, if we want a constitutional republic, we have to take these basic steps. All I wanted to do today was I wanted to show you that your rights are powers. That this dirty attorney, Mark Poppenrantz, Roman Krantz, Poppenrantz, whatever his name is, he pleads the fifth. And conservative media will go wild for it because it's Gates grilling a prosecutor. And I like that. I like the fact that we're getting accountability. I'm just trying to point to this idea of the prosecutor, even though he's being attacked, still has rights which defend him. This is fundamental. If you understand that, however government comes at you, lawyers, government agencies, whoever's coming after you, stand on your rights. That's your shield. That's your power. Don't forget that. Folks, the most important thing that I do is I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Namely, that his death, his burial, his resurrection, that is God's salvation plan. You and I are sinners. Our sin separates us from God. The book of 1 John says that sin is a transgression of the law. Whenever I lie, whenever I murder, even in my heart, like I hate somebody without a cause, I'm jealous, I'm covetous, I'm a fornicator, I want to watch porn, or I want to have sex with some other woman, like whatever it is, these are sin, and they separate me from God. And God keeps perfect account. He knows my mind, he knows my heart, he sees everything that I do. Even the super secret sins that I don't think anybody ever sees, he sees. And he keeps perfect account, perfect record of all things that I do. And on Judgment Day, we will all die, and there will be an end of all things, and each one of us will individually give an account for our life. What we did wrong, what we did right, why didn't we do certain things? We're going to give an account. You do not want to be in a position where you have to account for your sin. Because one sin will merit eternity in hell. Instead, you need to trust that Jesus was born of a virgin, that he lived a perfect and sinless life, and that whenever he took the cross and shed his precious blood, that blood is what washes away the stains of your sins. It's the only thing that can wash away the stains of your sins. That when Jesus died on the cross, he was physically buried, and then 3 days later, he was physically risen from the grave. When you believe that, the invitation is to call upon the name of the Lord. The book of Acts chapter 2, verse 37, the Jews, whenever they first hear this gospel message, their response is, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" You confess that Christ is King, you repent, and you are baptized into Jesus for the remission of your sins. This is how you enter into Christ. When you enter into Christ, you are now a part of his body. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23 says that Jesus is the Savior of the body. He saves the body. So whenever you are in Christ, you get the benefit of his blood washing away your sins. There's tons of other benefits. One thing that I just love is that whenever you are in Christ, you have a desire for his word. You want to know what he says. You want to read the Bible. You want to obey him because you love him, because he saved you. I didn't deserve it, but he saved me. So when I follow Jesus and I'm reading my scripture, I'm reading the Bible, I recognize that this is the way that God has chosen to speak to me. This is the way that God has chosen to reveal himself to the world. And the world may insult it. The world may say it's dumb. It's just a dumb, dirty, dusty book. And that's fine. But they're going to give an account for themselves one day. Versus whenever I get up to in front of Christ, he's going to recognize me. He's going to know who I am. And he's going to say, "Good job. Well done, my good and faithful servant." And I'm going to be welcomed in because he knows me. Friends, if you do not know Christ, you need to obey the gospel. Obey the gospel, my friends. Folks, the best way that you can support me, it started clicking, and I need to unclick it, is to go to patriotswitch.com/Jaron. If you spend money on household products, which you probably do, unless you're like Little House on the Prairie and you make everything yourself. But if you buy dish detergent, laundry detergent, hair shampoo, toothpaste, protein, vitamins, if you buy these things, 400 plus 50 products available at patriotswitch.com/Jaron. When you sign up, myself or someone with me will give you a call. We'll say, here's where it is. This is an invitation to a private membership association where it's a direct online product purchase. From now until May 14, the membership is just $1. $1 annual membership for the next 2 weeks. Normally it's $19. So I guess you save $18 if you want to sign up right now. But this is a blessing for me. And whenever you shop, that's when my family and me get the benefit. That's how you support what I have going on here. Another thing that I want to direct your attention to is this opportunity to distribute Bibles. This is at humblewb.coffee, humblewb.coffee. See, when you join this membership to distribute Bibles around communities, around the world, well, around the nation. We're not around the world yet. But when you join this membership to distribute Bibles, as a benefit, a free benefit of joining the membership, you get delicious air-roasted coffee delivered right to your house. Now, normal coffees are drum-roasted, which means they put the bean in a metal bucket, they spin it around and set it on fire, and they got to load it up with a bunch of fake stuff, which is why it's bitter and it tastes bad. Instead, air-roasted coffee is delicious roasted coffee on a thin cushion of air, which means it's all perfectly roasted to the same degree. There's no quality issues. There's not like a good batch and then a bad batch, or maybe some good scoops of coffee and some bad scoops of coffee. No preservatives, no additives, no flavorings, nothing artificial. Everything organic, everything exactly as God intended, which is at humblewb.coffee, humblewb.coffee. Until next time, my name is Jaron Jackson. I do love America. Do not quit. Go to war.